I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Notable absences at a pivotal conference on infectious disease this week.
ID Week is the largest annual meeting of infectious disease experts in the nation. It's in Atlanta, home of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But a small number of CDC scientists were scheduled to speak, and they won't show up. The main reason is the government shutdown. Federal scientists aren't being paid, and conference appearances are postponed until they are funded outside of annual government budgets. Another reason, since President Trump took office, there was an immediate, if temporary, freeze on CDC communications and participation at medical meetings. That was followed by layoffs and research funding cuts. This meeting comes as surges in measles and whooping cough hit the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue.
And a new study published in the medical journal Pediatrics finds feeding babies peanut products early and often has helped some 60,000 children avoid developing peanut allergies. I'm Ben Thomas.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.